This is a CBC podcast. Podcasts. Man, there are so many of them out there.
Hit it!
Podcast Playlist collects, selects, dissects the best. Podcast Playlist with hosts Matt Galloway and Lindsay Michael. Now with its own brand spanking new podcast. Imagine that. Find it at cbc.ca/podcast playlist or subscribe on iTunes or your favorite podcast app.
From Edmonton, where we all feel fantastic because a 19-year-old is going to play hockey here through no choice of his own, it's the Irrelevant Show!
Darn it, I can't remember that thing I'm trying to remember.
Grandpa, why are you driving yourself crazy? Just look it up on the computer.
Oh, that's a good idea. I'll do a search on the Google.
Gramps, it's just Google. There's no the.
What are you talking about? The Google. When I want to look something up, I type in the Google.
I don't think so, Gramps.
No, Stella. Grandpa is right. The Google is the number one internet search engine for seniors.
See? I type in the Google and there it is.
Wow, look at that. It's exactly like Google, but the font is gigantic.
The Google's internet engineers realized seniors can't resist putting the in front of every noun. So rather than fight it, we monetized it. We created the Google.
Is that a pop-up ad for prostate ointment?
Yep. There's all kinds of useful stuff on the Google. Hearing aids, cruises, slacks with belts. It's like they know my mind.
So, what are you searching for anyway?
I need to glue this knob back onto this drawer, so I'm looking up mahogany bondage.
Gramps. Gramps, I don't think that's a good idea.
Oh, there it is. David's Magic Wood Glue.
Wow. I can't believe you actually found what you were looking for.
The Google is designed especially for seniors. So no matter what gets typed in, we keep it senior friendly. Now there's also the Netflix.
Oh, look, it says, since you like Murder, She Wrote, we recommend you watch another episode of Murder, She Wrote. Oh, and check this out, sweetie. It's a British documentary about a nice bunch of fellas who recently quit smoking.
Huh. That's not what I expected to see when you typed in buttless chaps. And that's on the Netflix? Where did you find that?
On the Google.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the final boarding announcement for West Canada Flight 322 to Winnipeg. All passengers for West Canada Flight 322 should now be on board. We are still paging passenger Sarah Albright. Winnipeg passenger Sarah Albright, please proceed to gate 21 immediately.
I'm here. Sarah Albright, I'm here. Sorry about that.
Just in time. Boarding pass, please.
Dale?
Oh, Sarah, wait! Don't get on that plane!
Dale, what are you doing here?
Oh, Sarah, thank God I caught you. Oh, Sarah. Sarah, I couldn't let you leave without... Well, there's something I have to... Oh, man! Oh, just give me a second! Whoa! Oh, that is a long terminal! You don't think about how long it is until you run that whole thing. Woo! You know, I had flowers and I ditched them. I ditched them like 3 gates ago. Okay. Sarah.
I've been doing a lot of thinking about us. You're the person I want to wake up to, and I am so
Oh, God, did the lights just go dim?
Huh? No.
Did the sun go behind a cloud or something?
No.
Oh.
Sir, she has to get on the plane. Please finish your speech. This is the only reason we're ever allowed to delay a plane.
Dale, just say what you need to say.
Okay. When you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with someone, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as... Oh, my God! How's my color, huh? Is it okay if I throw up in the planter, huh? That's not breaking a federal law, is it?
Oh. Dale, I'll Skype you when I land.
Oh, Skype, yeah. Oh, God, yeah, cool, yeah. Way easier. Oh, it'd be the same, yeah. Should have thought of Skype. Okay, you go there. You have a good flight then. Okay. Hey, golf cart guy, I'll give you $500 for a ride to the front door.
Welcome back to the 2016 Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, North America's premier beauty pageant for dogs. The judges are assessing the dogs in four areas: their looks, how they look, physical appearance, and dog hotness. We've reached the grand finale, the competition for best in show, and another dog is about to take his turn at the center of the arena and strut his stuff for the judge.
Come on, buddy, let's go. Here we go. Come on, let's go. Let's run. Good job. Let's run. Good job.
Oh, am I doing a good job? Well, that's a relief, because this is super challenging. Hundreds of years of pack hunting and selective breeding did not prepare me for running in a straight line while you pull me along.
He prances the ring and competes for the prize, but the whole time he's rolling his eyes. He's Liam, the sarcastic dog. Liam, the sarcastic dog show dog.
Who wants a treat? You want a treat, Liam?
Oh, absolutely. As long as there's a bribe involved. I find food tastes the best when there are strings attached. Such a nice change from all the unconditional love I usually get. Yes, of course I'll take a treat. Yum. Conditional.
And the judge will now physically examine Liam to see how he measures up against the breed standards.
All right, buddy. Sit up nice for the judge. Stay.
Absolutely. I'd love to have you evaluate my worth based solely on my looks, for that's where my true value lies in comparison with a physical ideal. Especially when my owner is looking so fancy in her khakis and runners.
Have the dog stand up, please.
Oh, nice job. Yeah, really get in there. Grab a good handful of the little dignity I have left. Okay, buddy, how long does it take you to count to two?
Okay, Liam, hop down. Let's go back and see your pals.
Ugh, these show dogs are so interesting to talk to. I just love hanging out with models and jocks. Oh, hi, Rufus.
Hey, this is great, right? Isn't this great? You mind if I have a sniff? Quick sniff? Isn't this great? This is awesome. Oh, here she comes.
Hi, Brigida.
Oh, hello.
Hey, Brigida.
Oh, hello.
And the judge has finished his examination. We should have a verdict within moments.
Here we go, Liam.
Yeah, this really matters to me.
The winner of the 2016 Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, the dog taking home the grand prize as best in show, is Liam.
Oh, yay. Great. Validation that I really care about. Look. Can I be real with you guys for a second? This does actually mean a lot to me. To my owner, I say, I know that sometimes I come off as a little sarcastic about what we do here, but I do enjoy our time together, and I like making you proud. And to my competition, especially those who doubted me, you made me better, and I am forever grateful for that. So, in your faces, literal sons of bitches!
The tasks are boring and he's scared of the crowd, but he can't help feeling a little bit proud. He's Liam, the sarcastic dog, the mostly sarcastic dog show dog.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to join together the lives of Sarah Albright and Marcus Carlone in holy matrimony.
Wait! Stop the wedding!
Who is that? What's going on? Stop. We can't do that.
Stop the wedding, Sarah! Sarah, you can't go through with it!
Dale, what are you doing here?
Oh, Sarah, we could be so good together, Sarah. Our lives could be... Wow, this hill is gigantic! Oh, my God! Oh, I got a huge Charlie horse here. Hey, buddy. Hey, you stretch it out there? Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, that's it. Oh, you guys look great. Oh, everybody looks good. Yeah, my black T-shirt. Wow, it's a bed. It is sucking up the heat. Okay.
Dale, you need to go. You're embarrassing yourself. She wants to be with me.
Oh, and she won't. After my last-ditch plea here, she'll be rethinking all her life decisions.
Excuse me, son, would you mind? We're in the middle of a wedding ceremony.
No, I do mind. I object to this marriage.
Yeah, well, we're not actually up to that part of the ceremony yet.
Oh, man. Well, I wish I'd known that before I sprinted up the hill there. Ooh. Ooh. Okay. Okay, cool. No, cool. Cool. Okay. Okay. I'm just gonna go off in the lake there for a second. Yeah. Just call me over when it's time there, okay? Okay, hey. We'll talk soon. Oh, you are making a big mistake. Oh, this is nice. All right, come on, get in the car. Move.
We're in. Okay, go.
Yeah!
Gentlemen, we are now officially bank robbers. There's no turning back now.
Yeah, whatever happens now, no regrets.
No regrets! Okay, two more blocks from the freeway and then home free.
Cops, do you think they made us?
Turn on the radio.
And breaking news, just in this afternoon, gas, $1.05 at the Southside Petromart.
Why are we turning around?
What, $1.05? Are you kidding me?
We're going to the Southside Petromart? That's across the street from the bank!
Yeah, we said no regrets. If we let this deal go, I know I'm gonna regret it.
We have $2.7 million in these bags.
Have you never read a book by a billionaire? Those little decisions add up.
We just stole $2.7 million. So we don't care how much gas costs because we just stole $2.7 million. Because no matter what the price of gas, it's essentially free for us because we just stole $2.7 million.
Oh, so now it's no regrets until it's inconvenient. Then we just throw it out the window, huh? Is that it?
No. I think I get it now. Yeah. No regrets is like we're all in. So whatever happens, we're not going to look back and wish we'd made different decisions. Like, I don't want to wake up when I'm 60 and regret paying 15 cents a liter more than I had to.
Yes, exactly.
No. No, that's not what it means.
Like, if we don't bungee jump today... When are we gonna do it?
Where is this coming from?
Well, there's a sign for Bert's Bungee Bridge.
It's 2-for-1 Bungee Monday. When's a bargain like that ever gonna happen again?
Next Monday. Every Monday.
Yeah, that sign is a sign. Let's do it, Troy. Let's go bungee jumping.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, may I remind you that the police are after us, and if we go bungee jumping, we're as good as...
No regrets. All right, let's bungee!
Yeah!
Oh, come on, guys. Come on.
One, two, three, no regrets!
Damn it.
Step out of the vehicle with your hands where we can see them.
Ugh, idiots. Don't shoot, we surrender.
We? I don't see anybody but you.
reports are currently in the middle of a...
Shut up, solo thief. You're going away for a long, long time. Now stop lying and let me arrest you.
We were free and clear. Why did today have to be the day that Southside Petromart started selling gas at $1.05?
Gas at $1.05?
Come on, partner. No regrets.
No regrets.
No regrets. No regrets. No going. She is doing 220.
I chased her, but she went right and the gas station is left.
Good call, partner. We cannot pass up cheap gas. I also get a feeling we do not want to get in her way right now.
I've been driving forever. I'm blinking back tears. Been away for so long. Feels to me like 10 years. Can't wait to rush in, throw my coat on the floor. I'll hit my bathroom and pee for an hour or more. I'm 7 minutes from home, where the faucets and fixtures are sparkling chrome, where the hand soap and towels have smells that I know, where I can close the door. Just let it go. I'm 7 minutes from home. As I drive with my legs crossed, I just can't believe that only this morning I was happy to leave. Should have drank it all instead of 9 cups of tea. Now I'm aching to see you, but mostly to pee. I'm 5 minutes from home, where I'm loved and I'm safe on my personal throne, where I can sit for so long that I lose muscle tone, where I find peace at last in a world of my own. I'm 5 minutes from home. At home, you don't wait in a line. At home, no one hears if you get a bit noisy. And if you take 15 minutes, that's fine. Just 20 seconds from home, my bladder is buzzing. Oh, wait, that's my phone. Oh, my God, it's my night to pick Jane up at dance. Well, now I have a choice. It's my kid or my pants. 20 minutes from home. 20 minutes from home. 20 minutes from home.
That was Jocelyn Off with Jan Randall. You're listening to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1 and Sirius XM. Coming to you today from McEwen's University School of Continuing Education in Edmonton.
Our next recording will be Friday, February 5th at the Arden Theatre in St. Albert. On March 11th, we're at Festival Place in Sherwood Park.
Then look out, British Columbia! We're going to record all new episodes at the Centennial Theatre in North Vancouver on Wednesday, March 16th, and at Kelowna's KFX Fan Expo on Friday, March 18th. For details on all our recordings, go to cbc.ca/irrelevantshow.
You can also go to our website to answer a question that's really bugging us. What breed is Liam the Sarcastic Dog? Post your suggestions, and ideally pictures, and we'll pick a winner.
If you're looking for free podcasts of our episodes and sketches, they're also at cbc.ca/irrelevantshow and iTunes.
And if you have a comment about the show, send us an email. Our address is irrelevant@cbc.ca.
Today's episode of The Irrelevant Show is brought to you by the young man who called me ma'am at the coffee shop. Can't say I'm a huge fan of that, but, you know, it's better than the dude who called me sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your pre-boarding announcement for West Canada Flight 322 to Winnipeg. Again, boarding will begin in a few minutes for West Canada Flight 322.
Departures, departures, departures. Oh, this is it. I'm coming for you, Sarah.
Wait! Wait! You! Stop! Listen! Oh, God! You're not going to believe this, but I'm you from the future!
What? You're me from the future?
Yeah! Yeah! I came to tell you. Oh, God. Just give me a second. God, I zapped to where I thought you'd be, but I forgot you were already in the terminal at this point. I just ran from the long-term parking. Anyway, listen, you gotta tell people how you feel sooner and not put it off. You're going to be very out of breath during a lot of key moments. And spoiler alert, you are not in better shape in the future. Oh, really? Well, you're too late. I'm on my way to meet Sarah right now. Do I convince her to stay? God, no! Oh, my God, you're too out of breath to say a speech.
Well, I have to get there in time to recover. I'm going for it!
Sarah! Dale! No! No, wait! You have to listen to me! Oh, my God! We are exactly the same speed! Oh, thank goodness he's stopping!
I'm just gonna lie down here on the luggage carousel. Oh, me too! Oh, that's a nice breeze. Oh, yeah, yeah. Anyway, what were you saying I should do?
You see him outside the hockey arena. He's there at the farmer's market. He's at art walks, folk festivals, and down by the wharf. He's the guy who bangs on upside-down plastic pails. But now, you don't have to leave the house to experience his unique brand of thumping on things with sticks. The Irrelevant Show presents the best of the guy who bangs on upside-down plastic pails. You won't make eye contact with him, but you'll love his version of Wipeout. For jazz aficionados, the immortal Gene Krupa solo from Sing Sing Sing. And for fans of Rush, a Neil Peart medley. It's the best of the guy who bangs on upside-down plastic pails. Now available on disc, vinyl, and iTunes. And if you order in the next 10 seconds, we'll set you up for plastic pail success. We'll send you 2 plastic pails, 2 wooden spoons, and a beat-up cardboard box to hold all your busking change. Start banging on things today. Drum lessons definitely not included. You've been listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring
Leona Browsen,
Neil Gron,
Mark Meir,
Amy Shostak,
and
hold the credits! Hold the credits!
Donovan Wahlberg. Oh, I need to. Okay, you know, just move on. I'll be with you. I'll be right with you. Just go.
Okay. Live music written and performed by Jocelyn Alf and music maestro Jan Randall. Special guest appearance by Janice Johnson of CBC Edmonton. Live sound effects by Dave Clark. Sketches were written by Aaron Eves, Peter Brown, with Peter Carlone, Sam Mullins, and Chris Wilson. And head writer Neil Grand. The show is recorded by Corey Haberstock with assistance from Nick Strasky and edited by Ray Buxton. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown and recorded before a live audience at McEwen University's School of Continuing Education in Edmonton.
Attention Irrelevant Show listeners in Vancouver, Kelowna, Sherwood Park, and St. Albert. The Irrelevant Show is coming to a theater near you. We're recording all new episodes at the Arden in St. Albert on Friday, February 5th, and Festival Place in Sherwood Park on Friday, March 11th. Then we head to BC for shows at the Centennial Theater in North Vancouver on March 16th, and the Kelowna Community Theater on March 18th. For tickets and information, go to cbc.ca/irrelevantshow.
Donovan Workin.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.